fund results-based projects. Absolutely. Not organizations. And projects are delivered without religious content, Mr. Speaker, including this particular project.
All right, well, therein lies the dilemma, because it's a religious group out of Burlington, and they're known to actually take a position on homosexuality, kind of the hate the sin, love the sinner idea. And they're doing missionary work in Africa funded by CETA. That's our Foreign International Development Agency, to the tune of $540,000. Now, Thomas Mulcair and others are calling for, A, an investigation, and B, ultimately for funding to be withdrawn, because they believe these people might be fostering an agenda that's anti-gay in deep, dark Africa. So that's the question. Should they be defunded? And with Greta Vosper from the West Hill United Church and Scott Masson, associate pastor at the Westminster Chapel here in Toronto, we got a feisty debate going. Let's get to Terry in Port Perry. Hello, Terry.
Good morning, John.
Yep.
I'll give my bias right off the bat. I'm a Catholic and practicing Catholic. I attend Mass. I'm a member of Knights of Columbus. And I sit here listening to Greta, and I almost feel that she's vindictive and hateful towards Catholics. Every time I listen to her talk, she attacks the Catholic Church. She attacks Catholics individually. She attacks our dogma. I don't know why she has such a vindictive attitude towards Catholicism.
All right, well, let's have her explain why you feel that the Catholic Church is, I use the word retrograde, and they could use, you believe, some kind of a revolution or a renaissance.
I'm not sure that I have made remarks about Catholics personally. I have Catholic friends that are working within the Catholic Church to make change. They work often in a very disheartened but consistent way, trying to make change within the Catholic Church, and I think that that's appropriate. We, at West Hill, we hosted an ordination service for women and for one married man who wanted to provide ordained leadership within the Roman Catholic Church, and so the Roman Catholic Women Priests Organization ordained them at West Hill.
But United, you're critical of some of their doctrinal
things. I'm very
things.
Critical of some of their doctrine. A, I think the entire rock that Scott talks about, that I say is fissured, I think that rock is a created story that was built up around a man that had a phenomenal posthumous marketing team who created a doctrinal legacy.
So you don't see Jesus. You don't see Jesus as a deity.
World.
All right,
good.
John, if I may interrupt,
go ahead.
She goes again attacking.
You can say you, because I'm actually listening to you. You don't have to talk about me in the third person. I'm actually here, so you can say you. Go.
I'll talk to you in the first person. I think you're vile. The way you attack the church, you just did it again, calling it a myth. My beliefs are very sacred to me, and I find it offensive that you ridicule them.
No, I'm not ridiculing them. I'm merely,
yes, you are, actually.
I'm merely expressing what my reading and my understanding and interpretation of Christian scholarship that I have accessed has taught me.
Right.
I'm not saying that you don't that you can't believe that. You can
actually,
believe
you
whatever
are.
You want.
Actually, you're
considering me almost as a child for my beliefs. In my spiritual beliefs in Christ, I know that you think Christ is a myth.
Right.
So you can take that, and I don't attack you for that. But I don't.
You just called me vile.
Well, you
your attacks are vile.
Of what you're saying, you're attacking me as a person in my belief.
I'm not attacking you as a person.
Yes.
I disagree with you wholeheartedly. There are people in my circle of family
and friends
who have
beliefs
that are completely antithetical to mine, and we have an extremely loving relationship.
Whatever.
They don't think that I think that they're children and immature, as you have said. They have developed a belief system that guides their life, that has them use their lives in ways that bring light into this world, and I think that that's a wonderful thing. And when the Roman Catholic Church is able to do that, it can be very beautiful. But
all
when
right,
the
but
Roman
you-
Catholic Church denies people the right to bring light into the world for a variety of reasons, because of their sexuality, because of their economic circumstance and their inability to use birth control to mitigate that, because of their gender, then I think that that's mitigating what humans have
but
to
shouldn't
offer
they
the
get
world.
Another church to go to then? I mean, you've written a book,
Certainly
Christianity,
they can go to other churches.
Christianity without Christ, and people see that as an inherent contradiction.
The big question throughout all these things, is there such a thing as truth and falsehood? Greta doesn't think that there is, whereas Christians say that the way in which the world is constructed, the way in which people are constructed, there is such a thing as justice and truth and goodness and beauty. And when we act in accordance with that, the world is also a better place. And they have acted upon this for 2,000 years. And we've seen that the world has become a better place as a consequence
of
that.
I agree, but I don't think that the pretext is Jesus the Christ.
All right, listen.
I think the pretext is our continually evolving understanding of truth.
We'll extend the segment, and there's also the issue of fairness. What does that mean? Kathleen Wynne, the new premier yesterday, talked about ushering in a fair society. I'm curious exactly how you define that. And we'll return with the panel, Scott Masson, Greta Vosper, and more of your thoughts in a moment on The Oakley Show. Talk Radio, AM 640.